So there's a plan in Lansing to help improve transparency and public access to government information. And look, I think lawmakers should carry around see-through folders.
They should.
In everything that they do.
Absolutely.
And Ann Boland said that residents deserve easy access to reports and records that are produced by state departments so they can better understand how taxpayer money is being used. And Representative Ann Boland, who also chairs the House Appropriations Committee, joins us this morning to talk about it as part of our Capitol Report. Representative, it's good to have you.
Well, great to be back. Thank you for having me.
So what is this bill all about? What would it do for people?
All right. So what this bill would do is place into statute and cement our efforts more transparency and accountability by requiring all legislative reports to be posted on a state website in a searchable database and that they would be maintained there. So for easy access for the public, for lawmakers as well. We require these reports, and so, you know, they shouldn't just be for our eyes only. They should be for the public as they serve a public purpose.
And, you know, do you think, too, that, you know, government sometimes checks that transparency box without kind of making information truly usable for the public?
Well, absolutely. As a former clerk, I understand how extremely important it is. I've been a champion of transparency since I was a local elected official. But the records are only as good as our ability to retrieve them. And so that's why I fought very hard in this year's budget to get into the boilerplate or the narrative to the budget, a requirement that all of these reports not only be posted to a website, but that they also be archived. So for future administrations, when they change, we know in January we'll have a change in administration, mm-hmm. that those reports, that history will be there for people to access. We saw when the Snyder administration left, you know, there were a lot of dashboards, accountability measures, and they were all wiped out. So I want to prevent that from happening again. That's why I'm pushing the boilerplate, and this will put this into statute so nobody has to fight over it later.
Yeah, Michigan is often cited as one of the least transparent state governments across the country. There was also a website that was put into place in the name of transparency. It was the Michigan Transparency Network. There were problems with that. How does this differ from that?
Well, the Michigan Transparency Network, if you're referring to Jocelyn Benson's
yes.
network, it was dismal. It continues to have problems. Just this week, I found something of mine that they don't have information posted and they have a notification of failure to file. That is not true. That network is more for campaign finance, candidate filings, public financial disclosure. What this is an effort for all departmental websites. So if you want to know how long it took for Eagle to issue a permit, you'd be able to look on that. If a department failed to do something, if we want to know, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about these vacant positions, these ghost employees, those reports would be available for the public as well. They shouldn't have to dig or request them under FOIA. They are public information and they should be accessible.
Do you expect any resistance from this idea? And is there a cost or logistical challenge to centralizing all of this information?
Well, I would say I don't think that there's a real challenge. I think there's real promise in getting this across the finish line. And the reason is that we were successful in pushing it in the budget, current year budget, in the boilerplate, like I mentioned. This is not a difficult task to achieve. You know, it is very easy to save a document as a PDF and just to upload it to a website. We want to make sure that, of course, our state website is accessible, but, you know, ADA accessible as well as easy to see. That's why we've called for it to be placed in a conspicuous place on the website. Ideally, this bill calls for it to be in a collective space. So if you're posting it to the department, it's very easily just push a button, a link to post it to a central website.
One of the issues that we saw with the transparency website was that it was from a third-party vendor and there were issues there. Would this be similar? Would you need a third-party vendor or is this something that you can handle in-house?
I think it can be handled in-house, but I will tell you that the IT failures across the state for the last 8 years have been dismal. They've cost the state a lot of money. I would absolutely have no objection to putting money forth to make sure that this happens and that it works properly.
If this passes, could this become a model for other states looking to improve transparency?
Absolutely. I think it could become a model not only for other states, but for our local municipalities.
Interesting.
You know, the same rings true at the county or local level that these are the public's documents. We should have no fear in posting them.
Yeah, no doubt. Representative Ann Boland, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you again. Have a great day.
Yeah, interesting. Look, any transparency measure, I'm for.
Absolutely.
Any transparency measure.
Listen, you know, it's the taxpayers' money. We need to know what they're doing with it. We vote these people in. We need to be able to follow what they're doing.
Maybe you don't care, right? Maybe you go through life and you're too busy. You're too busy going to work.
And a lot of that happens until it hits you.
Well, sure.
Until it affects you.
But you got bills to pay. You got mouths to feed. You got stuff to do. And maybe you just don't care because you've got other things that are more pressing right in front of you. You pay your taxes and you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people that are going to go, well, wait a second. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how you spend our money. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Or everything is too inflated. We have too much money going here or there. And
not enough here.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
So I think if you are the person that is just more focused on the tunnel, you're more focused on what you're doing, that's okay.
Yeah.
I get that. And if you're somebody who wants to check on a couple of things, you should be able to do that. It shouldn't be under some sort of, it shouldn't be secret. How your money's being spent.
The People Mover has been closed since March. It was a storm, a high wind event that did some damage to the undercarriage and some other parts of the People Mover, so it had been closed down. It opened up this morning, 6:30. It's back open, absolutely free. Good time for it to happen because you got the Pistons playing downtown, you got Tigers playing downtown, you got Bruno Mars this weekend, you got the Iran, the D5K run, all that's going on, so it's a good time for it.
Yeah.
To be up.
Get people around.
And hear me say, this is the Huntington Place station.
Boom. That's a pro right there. It's a great time. Because, look, we're entering the season where we are getting busier and busier.
Summertime, a lot of stuff happening downtown. And you definitely want to.
I mean, a lot of concerts.
It. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Tiger games. Mm-hmm. The Pistons are
making a run,
a push here. So any way we can traverse downtown is a good thing.
Yeah,
we'll take a break. Coming up, get you caught up on some of the headlines. Also, what's up with our weather? A little more extreme, it feels like lately. It's next.